大家好，前面人很少哦，大家都在后面，可不可以往前面坐一
点？His brothers and sisters, we still have seats in the front, so if you want to move up, you want to move to the front, you can do so now.
我们读两处经文，第一个是加太书第五章。
And let's read two passages. The first one is in the book of Galatians, chapter 5.
加太书第五章十七到二十二。
Galatians chapter 5, verse 17 to 22.
因为情欲的和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。
Oh, for the desires of the flesh are against the spirit, and the desires of the spirit are against the flesh. For they are opposed to each other to prevent you from doing what you would.
但你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法之下。
But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law.
情欲的事都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡。
Now the work of the flesh are plain fornication, impurity, licentiousness.
拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、增进、记恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒。荒宴等类，我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样事的人必不能承受神的果。
Idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, selfishness, dissension, party spirit, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and the like. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。凡属基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体连肉体、邪情、私欲同定在十字架上了。
Verse 22, but the fruit of spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness.Goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there's no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires.
Okay. 再翻到提摩太前书第四章七到第九节。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4, 7 to 9.
只是弃绝那世俗的言语和老妇荒谬的话，在敬虔上操练自己，操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔，凡事都有益处，因为应有今生和来生的应许。这样，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
First Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. Have nothing to do with godless and silly myth. Train yourself in godliness. For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance.
你们大家都知道，有没有经历过脚痛的？脚痛走路的时候，脚都会痛。
I think all of you have experienced the footache. When you walk, like your foot gets hurt.
所以呢，我就试着想要按摩它，或拿什么药去磨它，或甚至想要找医生。
Therefore, while I was trying to massage it and try to find a doctor and try to find the right medication.
但是呢，效果都很差。
But it is no use.
知道为什么会这样吗？
And you know why?
因为最主要的这个 root problem 这个就是怎样？
Because the root problem is
鞋子太旧了，已经穿了有一点凹下去，那个 cushion 有一点凹下去
了。But the shoes are too old, out of shape, the cushion is gone.
所以你一走路的话，那个脚趾头就是不是平的，就有一点压下去，所以久而久之，你的脚就越来越痛。
So when you walk, the toe is not flat, so the longer you walk, the hurt gets.
所以唯一解决之道就是换新鞋，或者是把 cushion 弄好。
So the only solution is change your new pair of shoes or to fix the cushion.
所以如果你不这样做，结果是怎样？搞了半天，你功效都很少哈。
So if you didn't do so, that as time goes by, I mean it is.
提摩太前书也讲到了这个操练身体艺术上表示说不是没有益处的哈。操练身体对我们身体是有好处的。
And in the first Timothy, it says exercise in training yourself, it has a value to itself.
但是更重要的是要操练敬虔，这是永生的。
But more importantly, like you have training godliness, it is for eternal life.
同样，感冒去吃药，这个问题不在这边，在于说你怎样需要休息哦。
And likewise, when you catch a cold, when you have a flu, the most important thing is you have to rest.
所以你操练敬虔也是一样，你的问题不在于外表哈。
So you, if you just like you train how to be godliness, it is not from the appearance.
而是要连于主自己哈。
It is you have to connect with God.
从里面出来的敬虔。
That you have to have this godliness from inside.
所以我们看一下诗篇。第一百零三。
So let's turn out Psalm 103.
第七节。
Verse 7.
他使摩西知道他的法则，叫以色列人晓得他的作为。
He made known his way unto Moses, his act unto the children of Israel.
25章14节。
And also Psalm 25, verse 14.
耶和华与敬畏他的人亲密，他必将自己的约指示他们。
Sorry, Psalm chapter 25, verse 14. It says, The Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them.
Okay. 这两处经文如果那个英文的话，就是103篇这个他的法则，这个英文应该是 his ways。
From these two verses, we know in chapter 103, his law is his ways.
他的作为就是他的 works.
His action is his works.
所以，同样的25章这边也是哈，那是这个14节说，耶和华与他亲密的人亲密，他必将他的约指示他们，这个约就是也是一样 His ways.
So once again, we see in Psalm 25 verse 14, the Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to him. This work also is also his ways.
约翰福音14章第六节，那个耶稣讲到，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
The book of John, chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said to him, that I'm the way and truth and the life, no one comes to the Father unless by me.
所以很重要的，他向，为什么向以色列人只显示他的作为呢？而向摩西甚至亚伦显示他的法则呢？
So very importantly that he shows the Israelites his ways, but he shows
his works.
Oh, his works, but he shows the Aaron and Moses his ways.
这个就好像大家看我比较瘦了齁。这个马上就显出这个 works, 对不对？我的 这个作为出来，就是大家都知道我做瘦了，就哇，对不对？这是作为。
And I know all of you can recognize I lost a lot of weight, and but you can see this is God, this is the way.
但是怎么样去减肥？这个他的 way, how, why, when, and whatever, 这些的话就必须要怎样更进一步更详细的来知道。
And how to lose weight, how, why, and when, the more detailedly that you need to find out.
那这个 his way 就是神自己齁。
That his way is himself.
这个以色列人就是一般的人，他只是想知道哦，神是多么的伟大，多好，拯救了我。但是为什么要拯救我们呢？为什么要带领我们这个走十字架的道路呢？他不 care 叫什么？不在乎。
The Israelites, the common people, they only know how wonderful, how precious the Lord is.But how to be saved, they don't care.
所以希望我们真的是能够像这个能够找到神自己齁，就好像诗篇第一篇讲的齁，昼夜思想耶和华的话的人，这个人便有福，他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干齁。
And just like the Psalms, chapter 1, is he meditate,the Lord day and night, his delight is in the law of the Lord. He like a tree planted by stream of water, and yields fruit in its season.
但是要这样去找他的神自己的时候，我们可以知道马太福音第七章十三十四告诉我们，你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡的那门是宽的，是大的哈，进去的人多哈，引到永生。那门是窄的，路是小的，找到的人也少。
And how exactly can you find the way? Just like the Matthew chapter 7 verse 13, enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy, that leads to destruction, and those who enter it are there many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard, that leads to life, and those who find it are few.
所以我们需要像加拉太书二章二十节告诉我们说，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活的。因为我如今在乎肉身活的，是因为信神的儿子而活哈，他是爱我，为我舍己哈。
It is like Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
所以凡不背着自己十字架跟从我的，就不能做我的门徒。
So if you don't carry a cross with me, you cannot be my disciples.
所以怎么样在我们的日常生活中能经历主，这是很重要的。
So it's very important how do we experience Christ, the Lord, in our daily life.
我们最近大家都读了雅各书齁，礼拜五查经的。
On our Friday fellowship, we studied the book of James.
我们看一看这个第二节，这边开始第四章齁。
And let's go to the book of James, chapter 4, verse 2.
你们，我念一下齁，你们贪恋还得不着，你们杀害、嫉妒又斗殴、征战。也不能得着，你们得不着是因为你们不求，你们求也得不着是因为你们妄求，要浪费在你们的宴乐中。
Book of James chapter 4 verse 2, you desire and do not have, so you kill, and you covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and wage war. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions.
你们这些淫乱的人啊，岂不知与世俗为友就是与神为敌吗？所以凡想要与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌了。你们想经上所说的是徒然的吗？神所赐住在你们里面的灵是恋爱至于基督吗？但他赐更多的恩典，所以经上说，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
And starting from verse 4, unfaithful creatures, do you not know that the friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you suppose it is in vain that Scripture says he yearns jealousies over the Spirit which he has made to dwell in us? But he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God opposes the proud and gives grace to the humble.
往前翻一点，第一章第八节说到什么？心怀恶意的人在一切所行的路上都没有定见。
And also, if we turn to the front in chapter 1, verse 8, it says, He is double-minded man, unstable in all he does.
OK, 然后这个没有定见，就是这个都不会 unstable 哈。那
double-minded means unstable.
那个第八节，第四章第八节也讲到哈。心怀恶意的人要洁净你们的心哦。
And also, it mentions in chapter 4, verse 8, whoever is double-minded, you have cleansed your heart, purified your heart.
心怀恶意，英文叫做 double-minded 哦。
Double-minded is in the English translation.
Double-minded 就是表示你有两个。如果你眼睛专看，哦，我看翟弟兄，我两只眼睛就 focus 在他，就看到他了。如果我两只眼睛一只要看你，一只要看他，你自己看一看，会不会看得清楚
？Double-minded means you have two set of eyes. I just like I focus on Brother Chad. If I focus on him, and if I try to focus on other people, and you tell me whether you can see clearly or not.
那所以罗马书哈，我们再看一下，然后我再罗马书第八章。
And also, let's turn to the book Romans, chapter 8.
第六节、哦、
And verse 6.
这个体贴肉体就是死，体贴圣灵乃是生命平安。原来体贴肉体的就与神为仇，因为不服神的律法也是不能服。
Romans chapter 8 verse 6, to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the spirit is life and peace. For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot.
记住这个体贴中文是想体贴，英文是 minded. 如果你想想看，你只想用 minded 这个肉体的话，就是这样，就是死哦。那这肉体当然包括这个与世界等等。
And once again, the minded, this is the English translation. So if you mind the flesh, then the result is death.
但是如果你思念圣灵的话，就是生命平安，就是我们刚刚讲那个加拉太书第五章所结的那些果子哈。
So, but if you mind with the Lord, with the Holy Spirit.That the life, the fruit is life and peace, just like what we read in Galatians earlier.
所以，这我们翻到雅各书，我们知道这个第四节，如果你看一下达比的 translation 的话，你可以知道说，这个岂不知与世界为友，就是与神为敌吗？所以，凡想与世界世俗为友的，就是与神为敌了。那个凡想，那个想就是 is minded.
So if you read in the Darby translation, in the book James, if you want hostile to the,
is that chapter 4?
Yes, chapter 4, verse 4.
Yeah, I don't have a Darby translation, but this is an IV version, okay? So if you want to be friends with the world, it is hatred toward God.
你知道，你如果与这个世界为朋友的话，前面你可以知道说，这个淫乱的人，为什么说淫乱的人？因为耶稣基督是怎样新郎哦，心腹就是我们这个每一个人。心腹本来是 church 是教会，那但是我们每一个人，如果我们与世界为友，就好像如果你的未婚夫。已经定了，结果他跟别人这个是好朋友的时候，你会怎么样
？So you want to be a friend to a world? We know that our Jesus is a groom. So let's say if you already engaged, but if you still want to go out with another man, with another man or woman, what do you think the groom will think?
这边说恋爱至于嫉妒哦，这个恋爱翻译的不好。如果是照原文的意思是 desire 哦，切切的想。这个 jealous 是达比说这个也翻不出来，因为这个是指神自己的那个好的这个圣洁的这个 jealous， 所以很难翻哦。所以这个意思是说，你知道圣灵所结的果子。圣灵住在我们里面，这个果子里面没有一个是嫉妒的，没有一个 jealous。
It is very hard to translate this word jealous because in the original text the jealousy is means you prefer over. So, but in the fruit of Holy Spirit there's no word jealousy.
所以如果你是 double 就是两 double minded 的，你想想看，你想求能不能求得到，你求也求不到，你得到也是妄求，而且浪费在宴乐中。
So if you're double-minded, that you cannot receive what you ask because you ask in your own passion.
所以为什么说如果思念肉体，就是与神为敌，这是很严重的一个问题哦。
So this is very serious. That's why we say if you want to mind with the flesh, then you are hostile with God.
而且这边。与世俗 为友，就是与神为敌的，也是一样。
Like if you want to make a friend with the world, that means you are also the enemies of God.
但是神非常爱我们哦。
But God loves us very much.
所以他不但不，他想要我们成为他自己的儿女，所以他爱我们，然后他死在十字架上，所以他赐给我们更多的恩典哦。
Therefore, because God loves very much, so He wants us to be there to be His children, and He crucified on the cross for us that He may give us more of His grace.
所以他为什么说阻挡骄傲的人，赐卑给谦卑的人
？So that's why he say fight the pride, but He gave grace to the humbled.
因为撒旦就是希望亚当被引诱，就是因为这样，就是因为。撒旦要他说你要跟人跟神一样，对不对？就是骄傲。
So we know why the Adam was tempted because Satan told him that you have to be on the same level with God.
所以为什么第八节讲到说你亲近神，神就亲近你们，这都是神给我们的应许。
So that's why he says in verse 8, if you mind with God, and God will be close to you.
所以。这个犯罪的人要洁净他的手，因为我们犯罪大概都是用手哈，那个洁净是 cleanse 哦。
So for the sinners, we want to cleanse our sins.
Okay. 那心怀恶欲的就要怎样？就要洁净他的心哦。这个洁净就是 purify.
So for double-minded people, we've got to purify our hearts.
这样，那这个我们在这世界受引诱，就好像怎样？这个约翰一书二章讲到了，对不对
？So what tempting this world just like the First John chapter two，
十五节讲到不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去。唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
It is in the book of 1 John chapter 2 verse 15. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father but is of the world. And the world passes away and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever.
所以这世界上的引诱很多齁。
So the temptation is many.
那最近我听到一个这个如果你有 teenage 的小孩或者是那个或者是甚至不要 teenage 的。现在你可以小孩子可以自己做一个运动鞋齁。
So I recently heard that if you have a teenager'sIf you have teenagers in your house, not don't even have to be teenagers, even younger kids, that you can custom made your own shoes.
对，为什么呢？因为这个 Nike 哦，让小朋友自己到这个网络上去选一下，你要什么颜色的鞋，你要什么样的印，什么样，你怎么制造，你自己选择，你设计你的鞋子。
So why is that? Because Nike had this website that you can go to the, you can go online and design all shoes, the color, the shape.
然后呢，然后他就会选好了，到时候他就弄好寄给你。那总共价钱是120块。
And once you pick them up, like, they will send you the custom sneakers. And the total price is only 120.
那为什么要穿这样鞋呢？那当然是很好啊，对不对？
So why do you need to wear this kind of sneakers or shoes? Because it's very special. It's very good.
对，表示你与别人不同啊。
That means you are indifferent with others. You're different from others.
对，所以这些我们都要知道。那我们在这个世界上，我们要看看圣经上有三个人，圣经讲的这个，给我们在这个末后的时代做一个警戒。
So this we all need to know that in the Bible there are three people at the end of days that they were there as our reminders.
这个犹大书十一节这边讲到哈。
And the book of Judas, verse 11.
他们有祸了，因为走了该隐的道路，又为利往巴兰的谬路直奔，并在可拉的背叛中灭亡了。
And the book of Judas, chapter 1, verse 11. Woe to them, for they walk in the way of Cain, and abandon themselves for the sake of gain, for balance error, and perish in Korah's rebellion.
那我们大家都知道这个该隐的事情哦。
And we don't know the story of Cain.
因为他怎样，他用自己的劳力所出的产物来献给神哦，但是神不悦纳他这个产物哦。
We all know the story of Cain because he offered to a God his own works.
因为他
God does not please with him.
因为他自己认为自己够好了哦，所以他怎样可以。以为用自己的标准能够积功德，一直做到讨神喜悦的地步。
And Cain thought he was good enough, so he was trying to use his own work, his own reward to please God.
巴兰也是哈，他是一个先知哈，神叫他去怎样去祝福这个以色列人。
And Balaam is also the case that he's a prophet.God was going to use him to give blessings to the Israelites.
但是他一直都怎样，想要贪那个利益哈。
But he wants to gain that little profit.
所以呢，这个启示录第二章十四节讲到说，然而有几件事我要责备你哈，说因为你在那里哈，有人服了巴兰的教训哈，这巴兰曾教导巴勒。将绊脚石放在以色列人面前，叫他们吃祭偶像之物，行奸淫的事。
And also in Revelation chapter 2, verse 14, we can read, Nevertheless, I have a few things against you. You have people there who hold to the teaching of Balaam, who told Balak to entice the Israelites to sin by eating food sacrificed to idols and by committing sexual immoralities.
所以巴兰有没有照神给他先知的职分做他分内该做的事？
So did Balaam do the things that he's responsible, he's supposed to do?
他没有忠心哦，他为了那个利益而出卖了自己哦。
And he was not faithful because of his own personal gain that he sold out God.
也出卖了神自己给他的恩典哦。
And he also sold out God's mercy and grace upon him.
可拉党知道他们为了想要他们有得到他们该得的地位，可是他们要更高的地位，要高过亚伦跟摩西哦。
And the tribe again of Korah, they already received their own status in the society, but they want to be as high as Aaron and Moses.
所以他们就背叛哦。
Therefore they rebel.
所以他们怎样？他们 事实上他们就是不满足神已经给他们该有的地位上来做他们该做的事。
So the truth is they were not satisfied with what they already have and they are not satisfied with God.
我们今天我们在什么地位做什么样的事。
So today, we should do what in our positions.
但是我们常常想要做一个怎样这个让人家看都会 wow 的事情。
But many times we want to impress others. We want people to say wow, on what we do.
但是不是神要给我们的这个是很重要的。
But is this really what God wants us to give us?
所以我们必须要操练自己哦。
So we have to train ourselves.
就是要 exercise.
We have to exercise.
那在新约圣经讲到这个 exercise 只有四个地方哦。
And in New Testament, only four verses mention the word exercise.
好，我们来看一下哦，那个
turn to that.
这个提摩太前书，
First Timothy，
就是刚刚我们念的，
the verses, the phrase that we just read.
第七节这边说要操练自己哦，在敬虔上操练自己。
It's a chapter 4 verse 7 that train yourself, exercise yourself in godliness.
这个操练是动词哦，动词只出现四次。那第八节的操练是名词，只出现一次哦。
Exercise is a verb that it happens four. Exercise as a noun, it only happens once.
哦，有三处是好的，一处是不好的。
Out of these four different places, three are good and one is not too good.
好，希伯来书五章十四节。
Like Hebrew chapter 5 verse 14.
这边翻译成练习练哦，就是唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练的通达，就能分辨好歹了。
But solid food is for the mature, for those who have their faculties trained by practice to distinguish good from evil.
然后我们再往后翻一点，希伯来书十二章十一节。
And let's also turn to Hebrew 12, verse 11.
十一节。凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为那经练过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。这个经练就是 exercise.
For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant. Later, it yields a peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it.This word train is also the word exercise.
那结出平安的果子就是义，这个果子就是一样跟那个加拉太书讲的那个结出那个九种果子是一样的。
To bear the peaceful fruit, this fruit is righteousness. It's just like what it says in the book of Galatians.
不管是操练、习练、精练，都是让我们要得益处哦。
No matter it is discipline.Exercise or train, it is for our own benefit.
但是呢，同样的，我们也常常会操练不好的哦。
Also, by the same token, many times we often exercise for wrong reason.
彼得后书二章十四节。
And also, let's turn to our Second Peter chapter 2.
十四节。
Verse 14.
他们满眼是银色。止不住犯罪，引诱那心不坚定的人，心中习惯了贪婪，正是被咒诅的种类。
With eyes full of adultery, they never stop sinning. They seduce the unstable. They are expert in greed and accursed blood.
哦，你是念
听
NIV， 所以看不出。这个是那个哈，那个习惯了贪婪哈，这习惯，那个习惯就是 exercise。
And the word used for to be great, the word used to be is the exercise.
其实对中文习惯是很好的一个字哦。
And in the in the Chinese word, the word habit is a very good word.
有时候也是很不好的字哦。我习惯了打瞌睡。
And also, it can be good and it can be bad. That this word habit is, for example, like I have this habit of sleeping.
我习惯了晚睡早起哦。晚睡晚起。
I have this habit of sleeping late and wake up late.
这个习惯就是 exercise. 你也是在练习啊，只是你练习的是不好的哦。
And this habit is also an exercise, but you are exercised for a wrong reason.
所以很重要的是我们每天到底在练习些什么。
So more importantly, it is what we exercise daily.
这个我们的身体大家都是跑步运动，对不对？为什么要跑步运动呢？
And you know, for our body, we often exercise and running.
因为我们要减肥，对不对？或者是对我们身体好。
We run because we want to lose weight. We run because we want to build up our health.
但辛不辛苦呢？
But is this a hard work?
如果你觉得不辛苦的话，可能你还做得不够多哈。
If you don't feel that exercise is hard, that means you didn't do enough.
那辛苦呢？可是非得做哈，不做身体可能就不好。
Although it is hard, but you have to do it, or else your health will fail.
那这个我们的 soul 就是我们的魂呢，就是我们的情感、我们的意志、我们的感觉不好意思 ，mind, emotion, and will.
And also, our mind, emotion, and will.
这个大家有很多人都做父母的，对不对？这边也有很多小孩，对不对？
We know there are many parents among us, and we know there are many children too.
常常都有 exercise, 对不对？
And all the times you exercise.
我们在练习什么呢？那小孩就练习 piano 啊，钢琴啊。小提琴啊，或其他的。
And what do we exercise of? We often practice piano, violin, and other instruments.
那是不是要有纪律啊
？And do you need to be disciplined?
需要哈。
It is must.
但是我们在属灵上需不要有纪律
？But do we need to discipline in our soul training?
为什么弹钢琴需要有纪律呢
？Why do we need to be disciplined in practice piano?
因为你要去表演给人家看啊。
Because you have to go to recitals, go to concerts.
你不想到时候怎样？这个砸锅，对不对
？That you don't want to embarrass yourself in front of others.
但是你有没有想过，在属灵上我们有没有 performance？
But oftentimes, have you ever thought about when it comes to the spirit training, are we going to perform？
这个。哥林多前书四章九节怎么说呢
？In the First Corinthians chapter 4 verse 9, what it says?
我们都如一台戏演给世人和天使观看哦。
That we are just like a performance, and we perform for the worldly, for this world.
所以是不是还是有人在看呢
？And is so, are there really people watching?
所以我们是不是也要练习呢？
So do we need to practice? Do we need to exercise?
那我们在属灵上更不用说，我们的灵上我们更需要神的话。
So in our spirit training, it's of course we need to have God's words.
那神的话，不单是神的话要充满我们，我们还要在属灵上能够经历主自己。
Not only God's words need to fill us, we have experienced Him in our daily life.
所以，尼托森曾经讲过哦。
So Brother Watchman Nee, once said,
我们在属灵上有就好像火车的两个铁轨哦，一个是神的话哦，一个是怎么样在生活上经历它哦。
And as he once said, in our spiritual life, they are just like the rail track of a train.On one side is God's word, the other side is our personal experience in our daily life.
所以缺一都不可哦。
And neither one can be missing.
你说缺了会怎么样？
And so you ask, so what happened if I miss one?
缺了我们就看看经文怎么说了。
And I will show you a verse.
这个提摩太后书哦。
And the second Timothy.
提摩太后书三章五节。
In the second Timothy chapter 3 verse 5.
有敬虔的外貌却背了敬虔的实意。这等人你要躲开。
Holding the form of religion but denying the power of it, avoid such people.
Okay, 这个敬虔的外貌，这个敬虔，我们怎么 dictionary 有一个定义哦？什么叫敬虔哦
？What is this form of a religion? In the dictionary, this definition.
定义英是英文的，所以这个就是说这个 minimal and the religion's profession and the a godly conduct. It also means the reality and power of the vital union with God.
It is a translation. It is the definition from a dictionary.
就是说，我们好像有宗教的仪式跟敬虔的外这个行为哈、哦，但是更重要的是，我们必须要有与神哈、哦。有重要的联合，不管是在能力上，或者是在实际上，都像神一样。
It is although we have the religion ceremony and also the daily communication, but it's more important that we have to have this connection with God.
这个，所以这边讲说有敬虔的外报，却背了敬虔的这个实意。那个实意，英文是 power 哈、哦。
And he says in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 5 is holding a form of religion but the power is the truly meaning of this religion.
这个 godliness 哦
The power is also godliness.
这个所以什么是敬虔的外貌呢我穿打个西装看起来是不是看起来比较隆重敬虔多了对不对
So what exactly is this form of religion? Just like I wear a shirt and tie, do I look more formal?
哦，我大声的祷告，我禁食祷告，哦，我这个蒙头哈、哦，那这些是不是都表示很敬虔
？And is this a form of religion that if I pray loud, if I'm fasting?Or if I cover my head.
我不是说这些都不好哈、哦，这个是一个的你所表现出来的，跟你实际是怎么样？这个因果没有那个的，请大家不要误会说大家都不要祷告或者不要怎样。我只是说让我们自己想一想，我们是不是里外合一哈、哦？
I'm not saying these are not good at all. I'm just saying all these things we do, there's a consequence to it that, whether what we appear outside is what we think inside.
所以这边已经跟我们讲了，不要有敬虔的外报，却违背了敬虔的实意。那就是说，我们不要忽略了这个有敬虔的那个 power， 那个 power 就是怎样，就我们刚唱歌一样的说。Power in the blood 就是耶稣基督宝血的能力就是十字架的能力给我们来的敬虔不是因为你戴了帽子你就有敬虔不是因为你穿了这个你就是一个好像讲话很好的并不是这样
所以、it's just like we talk about it. We need to hold on to a form of religion but we cannot forsake the power of itIt's just like the hymn we just sing earlier. It is the power of blood.
所以我们需要操练哦，在我们的敬虔上去操练我们自己哦。
So we need to train ourselves. We need to train ourselves in our spiritual life.
如果你打过篮球，知道在打球，教练，你如果打得很好，教练会不会讲你很好的
？If you play basketball before, That if you play really well, is a coach going to praise you?
如果他要让你更进步的话，他一定会指出你的怎样弱点出来，对不对
And but if a coach wants you to progress even further, he will point out your mistakes.
就像你练钢琴，左手老是弹不好，一定怎样？先练左手，多练几遍，把左手练好了再下去，对不对？
It's just like you play piano, although you cannot coordinate with your left hand, so you have to practice many, many times.
我们这世界上这个操练身体益处上找世界上这些操练你都做得很勤快。
It's just like in this world, although the exercise, the bodily exercise, the benefits is few, but we often do a lot.
属灵上的事我们怎么能不做呢？
And how can we not to go through the spiritual training?
但是做不是凭着我们的肉体做哈。
But we do this not based on our flesh.
但是要照神的心意做哈。
And we have to do this according to His purpose.
怎么做？圣经都在圣经里面哈。
And how do we do it? Everything is in the Bible.
那我们先举个例子哈。
And let me give you an example.
箴言有很多很好的哈。
There are many good verses in the book of Proverbs.
我们读了雅各书，知道说嘴巴很毒，对不对？又能出口苦水，又能出甜水，哦。
And we read in the book of James, we know the tongue is very poisonous. It can come sweet, it can sweet water can come out, and also bitter water can come out.
所以你就说，哎呀，那我怎么操练我自己呢
？So we often ask ourselves, how do we train ourselves?
那你就读读箴言。
Therefore, you have to read Proverbs.
我举三个例子，你就可以，大家就可以练习。光练习这个，你就够你活一生了。
And let me give you three examples. If you train from these three places, that you can last your lifetime.
箴言十二章十八节。
Let's go to Proverbs chapter 12, verse 18.
哦，这边说话浮躁的如刀刺人，智慧人的舌头却为医人的良药。
There is one whose rash words are like sword thrust, but the tongue of the wise brings healing.
哇，你说我说话浮躁，那是没错，常刺人啊。我都讲不出智慧的舌头，这个怎么办？
So you say, Aya, my tongue is often speak a rash words. It's just like a sword that stick people. But I cannot say any wisdom words. What am I supposed to do?
神会教导你慢慢学训练，你就会慢慢学会怎么样医治人的良药。但是如果你不会的时候
，And God will teach you to speak these wisdom words.
哦。这个圣经告诉你另外一节可以好好的学一下。
But if you do not know how to speak the word of healings, the Proverbs also has another verse.
箴言十七章二十八节。
It is in Proverbs 17:28.
他说：“愚昧人若静默不言，也算为智慧；闭口不说，也算为聪明。”
It says, "Even a fool who keeps silent is considered wise."When he closes his lips, he is deemed intelligent.
那你说我都不说话，有什么意思？有什么得造就
？So you say, how can I benefit for not saying anything at all?
圣经又告诉你，哦，箴言二十六章二十节。
And also, we can read another verse in Proverbs chapter 26, verse 20.
他说：“火缺了柴，就必熄灭；无人传舌，真进便止息啊。”
It says, "For lack of wood, the fire goes out, and where there is no whisper, quarreling ceases."
所以你不说话，是不是也得造就啊？别人也得造就啊
？So do other people gain benefits if you don't say anything?
所以不单是在这边有操练神，这个以弗所书第四章那边讲到说，我们要把握住每一个机会来操练自己。
So not only says training that in the book of Ephesians chapter 4, he says we have to hold on to opportunity to train ourselves all the time.
对，所以机会哪里来
？So when do these opportunities come from?
就像你练篮球的话，你说我弱点都学都改过，那没有比赛，没有跟人家打一下，你怎么知道你进步了呢？
It's just like we play basketball. We know we correct all the weakness. But if you don't compete with other people, if you don't play in a contest, how do you know that you improved?
大家看看左右前后，哦，这些都是你的朋友，都是你训练的对象。
Like if you look around you, all these people are your friends. All these people are your training targets.
哦，那这个这边顺便跟一下单身的人讲，你就缺了一个最训练好的对象。
And also, I want to tell this to the single brothers and sisters that you're missing the most important target to train.
常常跟你时间最久的就是你的太太或者是你的丈夫，一天二十四小时，对不对？
And someone who spend the most time with you is often your husband or wife that you spend 24 hours a day together.
对，那或者是你的，所以你要爱你的儿女，哦，你的，那你弟兄，兄弟姐妹相处也是一个训练，所以这个都是很好。你要觉得很感谢他们有这个机会给你训练。
So you gotta love your children, and also when you spend time with the brothers and sisters, it's also a very good time to train. You have to thank them for this opportunity.
所以我们要知道，对不对
？So we have to realize.
这个尤其是姐妹的可能不了解哦。
And maybe sisters are harder to understand.
这个。我有一个体会，不晓得别的人有没有体会哦。
I have a feeling. I have this experience. I'm not sure anyone of you.
当你太太说 yes 的时候，不一定是 yes； 说 no 的时候，也不一定是 no 哈。
And when your wife says yes, it doesn't necessarily means yes. When your wife says no, it doesn't necessarily means no.
哦，不晓得你有没有经历过这种经历哈。
I'm not sure if any one of you have ever experienced this before.
所以怎么样在这个惨淡经营当中，怎么样能够走主要我们走的路哈
？So how do we able to survive? How do we able to walk this path that God wants to walk?
所以我们需要有更多的能够神来的这个十字架的道路，能够让我们能够来经历他。
So we need the more way of cross for us to experience him.
为什么我们要这样做呢
？And why do we need to do this?
因为神要我们怎样去那个彰显他自己哈。
Because God wants us to magnify Himself.
然后让他得荣耀。
That He can be glorified.
那所以我们如果常常像温室的小花都没有受到一点挫折，受到一点训练的话
，So if we are like flowers in the greenhouse that we are not able to go through these trainings，
那怎么能够得到成长呢
？And how can we grow？
所以我们家最近种那个。种那个番茄。
So recently we have grown tomatoes in our backyard.
对，那种番茄，你种到一个地步就要把它绑一下，免得这个一下雨它就倒了哈。
So、
就要固定它。
So for you to grow the tomatoes, you have to constrain them, you have stable them with a stick.
同样在我们的这个走属灵的道路上，我们常常有其他的。限制其实那不是不好的哦。
It just like we walk the spiritual way, although there are many restrictions.
我们需要由神来的智慧，让我们知道怎么样在这个道路上不会说因为啊，我真倒霉，我们家这么多小孩，所以哦，有这么多训练哦。
But we need a wisdom from God, when we walk on the spiritual path.And many times I said, okay, I'm so unfortunate. I have so many children in my home.
对不对？每一次想说我们要去迪士尼玩的，说哎，怎么又多一个小孩？
所以 many times when we want to go to Disneyland and we find out there's an additional child.
所以 delay 又 delay， 对不对
？So it's delay after delay.
哦，这都有它的意思哦。
But there's a purpose to it.
所以让我们更多的学习怎么样知道怎么样走在主的路中
So that we can learn more when we walk in the path of God.
有一个妻子说 他试着要 做到三步、哦、
And there was a wife who told me that she wants to do three steps.
不争不吵不抓、哦、
No argument, no fighting, no grabbing.
哦，那如果做到这个，他们家可能就没太多的争吵。
If you can do these three things, there might be not a lot of fights in the house.
很难做，对不对？
That's very difficult.
如果你看对方，你就会倒了哈。
So, I mean, let's say if you look on the opposite side, then you
但是你看神就有希望了哈。
But if you look up to God, then you have hope.
所以圣经说定睛仰望主，就全身就光亮哦。那看这个世界就黑暗了。
So the scripture says, focus unto God that your face will be bright and the world will be dark.
所以我们希望我们能够真的是能够接受这样的训练哦，能够在我们日常生活中每分每秒各样事情上能够操练自己。
So I really want to ask God that we can go through this training, that we can train on everything in this life.
好，最后讲一个故事就结束了。
And at last, I want to give you a little story.
这是真实的故事哦。
This is a real story.
这个在1857年的时候，美国这个正在挖这个黑金啊。
In year 1857, that the United States wants to dig out oil.
Black gold, 哈，就是
black gold. It is oil.
对，那这个挖这个，所以他们在宾州就挖了，然后有石油出来了。
So in Pennsylvania, they were digging and digging, and the oil came out.
有一个人叫做 Scofield.
And there was a guy named Scofield.
他也很想去找这个黑金。
That he wants to search for this black gold too.
所以他后来人家说加州有哦，可以去挖，他就跑到加州去挖。
So he heard that California has this, so he went to California afterward.
所以他第一次，那时候挖都是用手这样，用铲子这样一个一个往下挖哈。
So you know back then when the way they are searching for this oil is they use a shovel and dig by hands.
所以挖了30尺要需要30天，所以差不多一天只能挖一尺哦。
So it probably takes a whole day of work to dig 1 feet, so 30 days will be 30 feet.
所以他跟有一个叫 Eric 的两个人，然后有别人给他一些的这个金钱哦，让他们投资，让他们去做这样的事情。
So he was working with another guy named Iris, and they have this investing from other people, so they can go do this work.
所以他们后来在那边挖了30几尺，哇，终于有石油冒上来，只能装2桶哦，一天。
And after they dig 30 some feet.And finally, the oil came out, but it was only 2 barrels a day.
所以他就找另外一个井来挖。
So they found another well.
然后又挖，又是只有两个哦，两桶。
And then another rig, another well. They only found another 2 barrels.
所以他们就换一个方向去挖哦，就一挖了30尺都没有。
So they went to a different place, different direction, and they dig for 30 some feet again, but they
couldn't find it. 他们挖了60尺，还没有。
And they dig another 30 feet, so they dig total 60 feet, and they still could not find any.
可是他们怎样？不放弃哦。
But they didn't give up.
挖100尺、200尺、400尺，挖到600尺。
So they dig 100, 200, 400, finally they dig up to 600 feet.
你很难想象他们怎么挖的。我也不知道他们怎么挖的。
It's very hard to imagine how they dig this deep.
但是呢，终于怎样让他们挖到一天可以产150桶。
And finally, they found a rig that can produce 150 barrels a day.
那你就说哇，那这下我发财了，对不对？
And you say, wow, and it's time for me to make a fortune.
但是这是往这个角度看，可是你有没有想过，因为石油能够怎么样，让所有的飞机、汽车、所有其他行业都怎样，都能够运作，对不对？就是因为有石油。
So one aspect that they made a fortune, but on the other aspect, and this is the oil is the basic element for all the transportation means.
所以我们操练敬虔。
So therefore we training how to be godliness.
不只是对我们自己有益处，对别人、对神都是好的。
Not only the benefits us that.We can benefit others too.
所以箴言讲，一句话说的合宜，如金苹果落在银碗子里。
So the proverb says a proper word just like a gold apple put in a silver plate.
好，我们祷告。
Okay, let's have a word prayer.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你。
Dear Lord, we are grateful of you.
让我们有机会能够在这边一起读你的话。
That we can read your words together.
虽然话有尽头。
Although the word has an end.
但是你的圣灵有能力。
But your Holy Spirit has power.
能够让我们更多的在这个属灵的道路上有操练的机会。
That we can have more training on the spiritual path.
让我们能够更多的知道这个所有操练都是对我们有益处。
That we can know more, we can know more that this training is beneficial to us.
让我们能够走在你的正路中，把荣耀归给你。
That we can walk in this righteous way and we give glory to you.
所以求主来带领我们。
So may you lead us.
我们祷告奉靠主耶稣的名。
And we pray in your Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.